Well, I want to spend a few moments just reflecting on growing in Christ and from Colossians 2, verses 6 to 7. How does the church grow in Christ? Well, first, we see here that it is those who have received Christ Jesus as Lord. And this means that we have surrendered our will to doing His will. Billy Graham once wrote, "No person can be said to be truly converted to Christ who has not bent his will to Christ. They may have intellectual assent about the claims of Christ. They may have had an emotional, religious experience. However," Billy Graham says, "they are not truly converted until they have surrendered their will to Christ as Lord and Saviour." So Paul tells these Colossian Christians that's what's happened to them. They started with Christ Jesus as Lord, and he could really say the same thing about St. Stephen's Mittagong over 140 years. Because you see, that's how we started, and that's how they started, by receiving Christ Jesus as Lord. The second, the church grows in Christ as its members continue to live lives in Him. If we're going to grow in Christ, it's not that we can somehow, you know, graduate away from Christ, Jesus as Lord. We move away from Him when we move away from the humility and the gratefulness it is to receive Christ Jesus as Lord. There are two descriptions given for us here. Continuing Christ Jesus as Lord, it says being rooted in Him. Think of a tree. The roots are growing wide and deep into the soil, searching for the nourishment to grow. And as Christians, we grow as we sink deep into the soil of Christ and take up the many opportunities to draw on His very life. We also continue to live lives for Christ, being built up in Him. Think of a building. There's one going up over here, isn't there? A largish one. What's the foundation like? Is it any good? If it isn't, the building will start to crack, it'll start to lean and collapse, perhaps. Christ is our foundation. If He's the foundation of our lives, of our church, as we centre in Him and on Him, then we continue to become a building worthy of that foundation. So to grow in Christ means you start with Christ Jesus as Lord, you stay with Christ Jesus as Lord, and then to grow in Christ Jesus means being strengthened in Christ Jesus as Lord. That's what it says, doesn't it? Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. We're all learners. We're all lifelong learners of Christ. We are people who need to pray for hearts and minds that are bigger so that we might be able to hold more of Christ. Because you see, as you know more of Christ, you love Him more. And that's to grow in Him. So to start with Christ as Lord, you stay with Christ as Lord, be strengthened in Christ Jesus as Lord, and to grow in Christ means there will be superabundant thanksgiving in Christ Jesus as Lord. There were two men walking through a field, and suddenly they came across an angry bull, and it started to chase them. And they ran as fast as they could to the nearest fence. "Quick, say a prayer," said one of the men. "Oh, I don't know any," as he was puffing hard. "You've got to, this bull's getting so close." "Okay, okay," he said. "I'll pray the prayer that I only know." And as the horns were about to strike them, one of the running men prayed, "For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful." Now, The thanksgiving Paul has in mind here is somewhat different. He says it's overflowing. It's like a well bursting out of thanksgiving from the heart. And if we are thankless, then we have lost the focus on the greatness of Christ. When we are thankful, when we're just overflowing with thanks to the Lord, it will ensure our growth in Christ. At another point, Paul tells us all to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, as we celebrate the church's longevity here in St. Stephen's, we can overflow with thankfulness. It is the Lord's church. It is His faithfulness to have a people here in this town, in Mittagong, who are growing in Christ. So let us continue to grow in Christ. Having started with Him, stay with Him, being strengthened with Him with superabundant thanksgiving for all that He has done and continues to do. To Him be the praise and the glory in the church today and always. Amen.